So from the early 70s to 2012, what changed during those 40 years in the industry working on boats?
Well, we used to be able to drink, you know. Exxon Valdez kind of messed that up because I know when we would go overseas, when I worked for Tico, the port captain would put 35 cases of Budweiser on the back deck, you know, and everybody would take what they, you know, never drink on duty, you know. But there's a lot of good things have changed, and that was one of the good things that changed, no drinking.
Yeah.
But a lot of safety, you know, a lot of safety, and that's a good thing. Because I know when I worked for Tico, we were involved in ISM, International Safety Management.
Okay.
And my boat was totally ready for it. And that's a good thing. I think it should be because, if we've got to keep up with the regulations and the laws in our country for maritime, you know, for boats, then I think other countries that bring their boats in here should keep, you know, have the same stuff.
Right,
you know,
right.
Same safety stuff.
Sure. So in the early 70s, there weren't as many regulations or safety regulations?
No, there wasn't many regulations at all.
So how did things come together, and how did you avoid just chaos on on these boats? If people weren't telling you this is the way you're supposed to do it.
Well, you had certain rules, you know, you had to follow, but I'm talking about like safety rules, like now you can't go outside without a life jacket on, or, you know, and some boats have to wear a hard hat on the barges and, you know, steel-toed shoes and, you know, stuff like that. And plus there's safety meetings, fire drills all the time, and which back then you didn't have all that stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. You're more or less on your own, or you learn from somebody that had been there first, you know.
Some of the crews that you've worked with, I mean, you must have worked with a bunch of different crews. You weren't working with the same vessel.
No, lots of people.
So any you know, friendships that you've maintained over
those
40 years?
Yes. I've got a friend of mine. In fact, he's a port captain in Andrey, up at Andrey in the Great Lakes. He was a... I went to work for Tico in 1990. Yeah, 1990. I was chief on a boat. It was a integrated ITB, integrated tug and barge, 900 feet. In fact, the tug was the first boat built from the keel up for pulling anchors in the North Sea. So it was a pretty weird looking boat. Mm-hmm. But my oiler, he was my oiler for a year, and then I wrote him a letter to have him promoted to my assistant, and he was my assistant for 7 years, and I was my relief chief was going to retire that next year, and I was going to have him promoted to my relief chief, but another opening came on another boat, so he took it, which I don't blame him. But then I moved up to the Great Lakes to work for a company up there, and the pay was better, a lot better, you know. So I called him up and told him to come on up. So he did. He came up as a chief engineer. And about a year later, he went into the office as port captain, and he became my boss. I mean, port engineer. He became my boss, so I had it made.